Sex and Death for Mal Purdy. After his last reading in Winnipeg. He seemed 12 feet tall as he stumbled on the stage, but his voice rang as solid as the rock of ages. The final democracy of dying, or the demo sale of romantic love. His proud heresy against the old world orders, or the cheap price of poetry and draft beer. He made me laugh. But most of all, he was that rarest thing, a reasonably honest man. With a voice as clear as Arctic water, in a wilderness of Canadian quiet desperation. He paid a price for his big mouth, a sentence to decades of wage slaving in a factory for soft beds. Now, the lumbering young nation's busy writing spin, slake its thirst for another institution. Look, and just listen to his words.